Welcome to Laudes and Lattes, the podcast where we blend the world of law and business with a warm cup of information and common sense. I'm your host, Sydney Whelan, attorney, real estate investor, and business owner. Each week, we'll be your go-to source for legal insights, business advice, and so much more. Whether you're a seasoned professional, an ambitious entrepreneur, or simply someone seeking guidance, we'll have you covered. From navigating the legal landscape to empowering you with valuable business strategies, we'll explore the legal side of life and enjoy a virtual latte along the way. So, grab your favorite latte, get comfortable, and let's dive into Laudes and Lattes. It is every man's obligation to put back into the world at least the equivalent of what he takes out of it. Albert Einstein. In today's episode, we will be focusing on how we, as individuals, can create a positive impact on society through community service, donations, and estate planning. I'm your host, Sydney Whelan, and I would like to welcome you to Episode 9 of Laudes and Lattes. Creating a legacy of giving is about more than just making a positive impact on your community. It's about leaving behind a lasting impression that inspires others to continue the work you started. Whether through community service, philanthropy, or volunteering, giving back is a powerful way to create a legacy that extends far beyond your own lifetime. We all have special talents we can contribute to our communities. After listening to today's episode, I hope you are inspired to make giving not just a once yearly event, but a true cornerstone of your family and business culture. I've been giving much thought lately about the importance of community involvement and sharing of talents. For those listeners who know me personally, you know that my plate is usually more than full, not just with a busy law practice, but a wide array of various interests and activities that keep me on the go outside of work as well. Last week was no exception. From planning a meeting for a Mother's Day social, to practice sessions, decorating, and hosting a community event highlighting the talents of our local youth, to raising money and awareness of political issues. What do those activities have in common? Opportunities to foster connections within the community. Opportunities to raise money for issues and organizations that are important to me and to my family. Opportunities to mentor others and to create positive changes in our own little corner of the world. Not everyone shares my zest for go, go, go. And to be honest, there are seasons when my energy and time are more suited to quietly making a difference in other ways. I'm sure that there are as many ways of making a positive impact on this world as there are people willing to do so. Donations of time, money, or gifts, from contributions to your favorite charities to helping out friends or family in one-on-one interactions. It just makes life better. If you agree, and if leaving a legacy is important to you, then stay tuned. I believe that having a plan for your finances after your death is essential as well. Let's talk about what charitable giving is and why it's important. Then, I would like to share with you a few ways that some of my clients have used their time, talents, and money to make a difference in this world. Charitable giving through estate planning involves setting aside a certain proportion of your wealth or assets to benefit a nonprofit organization or a cause that is important to you. By including charitable gifts in your estate plan, you can leave a legacy that allows you to make a lasting, positive impact. Incorporating charitable giving into your estate plan is not just about leaving a financial legacy. It's about leaving a legacy that echoes your personal beliefs and a vision for a better world. It's a commitment to the causes you care about and a way to ensure that your generosity continues to make a difference. Charitable giving is a powerful expression of your values a testament to your legacy, and a meaningful way to make a lasting impact. The essence of charitable giving lies in its ability to mirror your personal values and passion. It's about finding causes and organizations that resonate with your beliefs, whether that's supporting education, advancing medical research, conserving the environment, or aiding humanitarian efforts. This alignment transforms your contributions from mere transactions into meaningful extensions of your life's work and principles. I encourage you to reflect on how you would like to be remembered. Do you want to make an impact on causes that are important to you? Financial bequest can be used to help improve food security for the most vulnerable in your community, provide educational resources to first-generation college students, or even advance medical research for conditions like heart disease or cancer. An example of how one of my clients made an impact on her community in a way that honored her values was to set up an animal fund. I feel like this story could start out once upon a time. Once upon a time, there was a lady, a mother, a grandmother, a lady who loved travel, loved people, who, quite by accident, started collecting pets that others had abandoned. At first, they were great company for her, but soon it developed into her life's mission, a mission to make sure that those pets were spayed, neutered, fed, and loved. When she came to me for some estate planning advice, one of her main concerns was how to make sure her animals were cared for after her death. We did some research, talked with local veterinarians, and came up with a plan. First, we set up a revocable trust for her that allowed her some flexibility with funding and with proposed distribution of those funds to provide food, shelter, and medical care for the animals. At her death, her family suggested donations to the animal fund in lieu of flowers. With the trust in place and with the donations at her death, all of her beloved pets were rehomed, and the remaining money in the fund was set up to assist with the cost of spaying and neutering other pets in the community. Although not a huge amount of money, those funds, through careful management, were able to assist families with their pets for several years following her death. Maybe your interest is in sharing educational opportunities. Setting up a scholarship fund may be of interest to you. Through my estate planning service, I have had multiple opportunities to set up educational or scholarship funds that create an ongoing legacy. Again, the scholarships can be as broad or as specific as you choose. It's your legacy and your values to pass on. Do you have a particular field of study that you want to encourage? Do you want to help the underprivileged or encourage the superachievers? Do you want to promote agriculture, fund cancer research, or honor a way of life? It's your legacy and your choice. As your estate planning attorney, I would love to work with you to set the parameters of that plan for you. I encourage each and every one of you to take action by getting involved in your community, making donations to your favorite organizations and causes, and consider estate planning as a means of leaving a positive legacy. As the saying goes, leave the world a better place than you found it. By creating a legacy of giving, you can do just that. Thank you for listening. I hope that you have found this episode helpful. We will put our contact information in the show notes. If you would like more information, please reach out to us to learn how we can help you support the people and causes you care about for generations to come. As a reminder, if you hit the subscribe button, you will automatically be alerted when a new episode airs. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star review and share it with your friends and family. As always, my friends, grab a cup of coffee or your favorite latte, hold your loved ones tight, and have a great week.
This podcast episode contains general information for discussion purposes only. Each case is different and must be judged on its own merits. Missouri rules generally prohibit lawyers from advertising that they specialize in particular areas of the law. This show should not be construed to suggest such specialization. Nothing on this show should be taken as legal advice for any individual case or situation. This information is not intended to create an attorney-client relationship, and the listening or viewing of this podcast does not constitute an attorney-client relationship. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.